The following podcast is brought to you by Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Bruiser, and you're listening to the Just One Thing podcast with an only child with way too much to say. Welcome back to the Just One Thing podcast with DJ Bruiser. You are now listening to episode 2. Apparently, patience is a virtue, which is cute and all, but like, who decided that? Because I must have been absent the day that that was handed out. As an only child, there is no competition, no waiting. Everything is on schedule. Okay, if I wanted something, it happened. Boom, done. Also, thank you, Mom. Shout out to you. That's the bar set for life, and life has been humbling me ever since. Now that I'm older, the world keeps throwing these little character developments at me, like waiting for my friends to text me back if we're going to meet at the dining hall before I leave my dorm room. Now that I think about it, a lot of the tiffs me and my significant other have gone through is because they won't text me back as soon as I want them to text me. Yes, my patience is that thin. Why aren't things instant? Why are people still buffering in 2025? And it's not about me being spoiled. It's just that no one trained me for this. My whole childhood was a fast pass to everything. So when someone tells me, hold on, or give me a minute, I'm like, but how many minutes exactly? I need this down to a T. But the wild part is, when you really think about it, patience is low-key a trust issue. Do I trust things that will actually work out if I don't micromanage them? Not really. So I just keep speed running through life. So yeah, I'm learning patience isn't about waiting. It's about not losing your mind while waiting. Which honestly feels a lot harder to do than to say. But I'm trying. Baby steps. Very, very tiny baby steps. And a lot of retail therapy. And now that rolls us into my control complex. Which sounds dramatic and is dramatic. But so am I. I grew up alone. Which basically means I've been the CEO of my environment since forever. Every plan, every decision, it's always been mine, my world, my rules. Now when someone else tries to take the lead, I short circuit. I'll literally be in a group project and someone's like, I got it. And my brain is like, but do you though? Because I don't think you got it the way I would have got it. And it's not about being bossy. Don't look at me like that. I can see you. It's about survival. When you grow up doing things alone, you start thinking your way is the only way that actually works. So when people do things their way instead of mine, my inner voice is screaming and my eyebrows are frowning. And don't even get me started on relationships. My goodness, I have to go with someone else's plan? We actually have to compromise? The thing is, control feels safe. If I'm in charge, nothing can surprise me. But the gag is, it also makes life super boring because nothing new can happen if you never let go. So I'm trying this new thing where I just chill. Let people do things their way. It's a work in progress though. Which brings me to my next little toxic trait. Being a over-explainer. Hi, I'm DJ Bruiser and I am a over-explainer and I over-explain everything. I can't help it. I don't even realize I'm doing it half the time. I think it started because as an only child, I am my own defense attorney. No backup, no distractions. If something went wrong, the evidence always pointed to me. So I learned to defend myself thoroughly. The habit stuck. Now I catch myself explaining random stuff to people who didn't ask. Someone could be like, cute shoes, and my mind goes, oh, thank you, they were on sale, and I went to the blah, 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 and actually no one cares. It's like this built-in need to be understood. But sometimes over-explaining everything makes it worse. Like, I'll be in a situation where I try to clarify something and end up sounding guiltier. And I get it. It comes from wanting control, wanting to make some people get the right idea. But I'm learning that silence isn't suspicious. It's actually very powerful. Not everything needs to be explained or defended. You can just exist. I know, sounds lovely. I'm trying to stop narrating my every move like a YouTube vlog, which sometimes is very, very fun. But also, mystery is kind of cute. I learned that I don't owe everyone a dissertation. You know, just chill, relax, exist. So yeah, I'm working on not over explaining, which is ironic because I just spent like about 5 minutes over explaining why I over explain. That is not all. I have another toxic trait. Ladies and gentlemen, I will do anything to avoid confrontation, which I've come to realize a lot of people find this problematic. It's not that I can't stand up for myself. I mean, hello, DJ Bruiser. I didn't get the name for nothing. Growing up as an only child, there wasn't really anyone to argue with. No daily sibling fights. No learning how to say, oh, my bad. Or, you're wrong. So if I was mad, I just got over it eventually. But now in real life, when people do something to upset me, I freeze. And I don't say anything because when I do, it either comes out way too soft or way too strong. There's no in between. It could be, oh, no worries. Or I'll either never, ever get over it. Quite literally, no balance whatsoever. I think a part of it is that I never had to learn emotional recovery. Like, if I fought with someone, it meant the end of the world, not just a bad 5 minutes. Now I see conflict as this huge, scary thing instead of something normal. Any signs of conflict and I'm ready to bolt, get out of there. I'm trying to teach myself that disagreement doesn't equal disaster. So yeah, I'm still learning. I'm still trying to find that middle ground between people-pleasing and being petty. But I would say progress is progress. Even if my vision of growth is calmly telling someone I'm mad instead of fake laughing or saying I'm fine or even completely ghosting them. We evolve. It's evolution. Now, because I think I'm on a roll with these little toxic traits, let's get into overthinking. I could overthink a rock. Someone can text me, oh, okay. I'm reliving every conversation we have ever had. Was my tone off? Did I misinput emoji where I didn't need it? Did my pronunciation scare them? Maybe I should have added another emoji. And it's not even just with people. I replay moments from 3 years ago, like, over and over and over and over. You know, those moments that you think everyone else is thinking about, but it's really just you. Like, no one remembers the time. At all. But I think that's what happens when you grow up in your own head so much, being an only child. There wasn't anyone around to be like, girl, chill. So your thoughts just echoed and echoed and echoed and echoed. Until you started analyzing your own echo like it's a mystery to solve. And the worst part, I can turn anything into a full mental investigation. Someone cancels plans. Okay, they don't really want to hang out with me ever again. Someone's quiet. Maybe I weirded them out. I changed the vibe. Or someone doesn't reply fast enough. Yikes, I definitely said something wrong. Meanwhile, they're probably just sleeping or doing homework or honestly just living. Or literally not thinking about me at all, which somehow sounds a little bit worse, but I digress. It's so exhausting being this self-aware. Like, I be spiraling and also psychoanalyzing myself while I do it. I need to stop observing myself like a lab rat. But honestly, I've been trying to remind myself that sometimes no response, no reaction, no vibe, it just means nothing. And not in a bad way. Like, some things just are. They just exist. No hidden meanings, no secrets, no messages, no plot twists. And maybe learning that is my next event after retiring from the overthinking Olympics. But until then, catch me overanalyzing this exact episode the second it is posted. Thank you so much for listening in. I hope you tune into the next episode. This was DJ Bruiser.